Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, real ass dude, ultimate minority, Joan Jett of comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
We're back. It's the day after Thanksgiving. Happy Black Friday. And that, and we are celebrating with Dave Temple. Yeah. You know we're going to have an incredible show today. It is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. Zach D'Amico not here.
Filling in. Me, Karen Elizabeth Feehan. Woohoo! Get ready for some zingers. Shut up, Karen. You're a slut. I'm going to do
the Are you going to zing yourself the way Zach would zing you?
Yep.
I like that, actually. That's a great concept.
Thank you.
It's a really good. So just set yourself up sometimes.
Right.
Call yourself a whore.
Be like,
or
hey, I had a great Sunday.
Or,
sure you did, whore. How about that?
All right, good.
Thanks.
That's honestly.
It's
that's
like Zach's here.
Yeah. This is a very exciting show we have planned today. Karen Feehan is here. I did ask her to do the show. We're starting
guest
this
special
late.
Guest host. You said you texted. You said I would be called the special guest host.
Because I knew that if I stroked your ego, you'd say yes.
Yeah, so let's say
you're
it.
That easy. You're that easy.
Special guest host!
She had a facial planned or some shit like that. And
every
then she
scheduled
was like,
the ego is the clit of the mind, you know?
It sure is. Great analogy, Chris.
There you go, Chris. Also on the show, we have two incredible guests, as always. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him from the High Society radio show here on the Gas Digital Network. Also, brand new show, Notes of a Goon. Yeah. Not on the network, but apparently he uses all the resources here at the network and just to produce the
yes, thank you. I take advantage of everything.
Watching it happen, left and right. It's crazy.
No one has stopped me, and you're not here at night.
It's Chris from Brooklyn. Give it up for Chris from Brooklyn. Come on, baby, hey. Boys.
I do you, too.
Doing me and... Can you do me and Zach? You just do the whole show by yourself.
This is you and Zach. That's the sound
of Zach right now, the day after Thanksgiving.
That's Zach doing you as he goes into cardiac arrest.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, you know him from his live Instagram show. Every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern, Unpopular Opinions, and his Instagram, I am Dave Temple. I am Dave Temple. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the one and only Dave Temple.
That's right.
What's up, kid?
What's going on, man?
Hey, hey.
Happy Black Friday.
How was everyone's Thanksgivings?
Really good.
That's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? We're going to go around the horn in a second, figure out what everyone did for Thanksgiving. We're going to figure out what is the best way, the best ideas for your Thanksgiving leftovers as well. I need to make this more like a news show, Shannon. So, fuck, you know what? Shannon, weather. Give us the fucking weather right now.
It's kind of
with some sexy, music behind it as well. Okay, thank you.
Here we go.
Hell yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's Shannon with the weather.
Karen, you got to sexually harass her too.
No,
Dave, that's right.
No, that's lesbian on lesbian action. That's not sexual harassment. That's just fucking the heartbeat and soul of this show.
So it's currently 61 degrees, high of 63 today, low of 45, mostly sunny.
But it's going to rain later on those tits.
Hell yeah. I didn't mind it. But what about the rest of the week? Got to give like a 5-day forecast, maybe even a little traffic. Come on, Shannon. How about you get into it?
Traffic report.
Okay. Saturday, high of 55. Sunday, high of 57. Very sunny. Monday, chance of rain 80%, 64.
Fuck.
Tuesday, 54, partly cloudy. Wednesday, 46, very sunny.
Now it's feeling like November. Yep. And then you gotta give a little like thing. You'd be like, so it's gonna be a warm weekend. Have some fun with the kids, but make sure early next week you're gonna have to bundle up. Come on.
It's gonna be a warm weekend, so get out there with the kids, so you don't afterwards have to bundle up. Cool.
Teaching white girls Spanish.
I like it. Good job, Shannon. Shannon with the weather is a new segment on the show
Have you ever seen the morning news ever?
not in a long time.
Jesus Christ, Shannon.
Speaking of temperature, Shannon's still with us.
I was going to ask her, can you not, that's like when you walk in, the bitch is like, oh, you didn't mention my hair. Like, I was going to, and you had to go
she
and fucking
died.
Ruin it. I know. I was the one who let the world be aware of it.
It's true.
I think she was faking the whole time. Like, it didn't even really look like a hospital.
Shannon,
it looked like this table.
Shannon's been known to fake it.
She's getting a Brazilian?
Yeah.
I don't feel good.
Shannon, talk to us what happened here, okay? You were very, very sick for your Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You texted me, was it the night before?
Yeah. Yeah, because I went into the hospital on Wednesday at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I was there for 12 hours.
Yeah.
Just way to pick the wrong person to look to for empathy.
No, he wasn't that bad, actually.
Exactly, Shannon. Yeah. Talk about how great I was as a friend and a boss during this whole endeavor. Talk about this.
Okay, so you went in and out. First, you'd be
hold
like...
Hold on.
Now show them them teeth.
Can be just on you, Shannon. This is, I'm respecting you right now, and we're focusing just on you.
Okay, thank you. So, because I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
So first it was a lot of show stuff about what you wanted done last minute for the show that we were recording on Zoom.
My special Thanksgiving show, which might I add, and I don't want to kick you while you're down, okay? But, you know, I shouldn't have to tell you that we obviously want special graphics for a special Thanksgiving show.
Yeah, so I was in the hospital.
She was in the hospital. What's wrong?
I'm just saying.
Wi-Fi at the hospital?
Yeah. I'm not even worried about
laptop. You're sitting there for six hours anyway.
I mean, the amount of downtime that you had, instead of fucking twiddling your thumbs and playing Candy Crush, how about
had an intravenous needle.
I did.
She was getting fluids.
It was the first time I ever had an IV.
Hell yeah, getting fluids. Shit. Good job, Karen. I dig it. There we go. All right, so good. What happened now? Talk about what I was doing, how nice I was.
Oh, yeah.
So at first I said, yeah, I want some stuff for the show. Can you not paint it like I'm being a fucking selfish asshole? It's for the fucking thousands and thousands of listeners of this show that want to have an incredible show. And if I was in the hospital, I would make sure that my part of the job was taken care of. We would have a guest host, whatever it would be. I would make sure that it's taken care of.
Wait.
Texting me is just completely different than building graphics. Like, literally, like you're saying, I would have taken care of it. You would have just texted Karen.
Shannon would just text Frank.
I did that.
That's exactly. She just texted Frank.
So I did my part.
She did her part.
Good. Anyway.
Why are you complaining?
I'm not complaining. I'm just talking about how great I was. We haven't really gotten to that yet. It just feels like you're attacking me.
Yeah, we haven't even figured out what happened yet.
It feels like you're attacking me. And I understand that you're on the mend, but, you know, how about you consider me for a second?
She still came to work. She had...
Yeah, I'm not supposed to be here, actually. Yeah. But, so it started off that way. And then when I told you that I wasn't feeling well... Then you said that I can't die because you've talked so much shit about me on air that you would feel bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, not about you.
No, about you. Yeah, that you would feel bad because you would look bad after talking so much shit about me and me dying.
Okay, so you misread that, Shannon.
I understood it when you said it about COVID.
About COVID.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I got that.
Because I took a screenshot of this.
Got it.
And I was talking so much shit about
you have brainwashed her so much.
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking about COVID the whole time because I had just had a test the day before. I wasn't really having those symptoms. I didn't think it was COVID at all.
It was a driving test.
So I was terrified that it was my appendix because I'm scared to death of having to have a surgery. And so I was there for 100 hours.
I mean, she's speaking across fake tits, might I add.
That, so that was 17 years ago, and I woke up during that operation, which is why I'm scared of going under again.
Did you wake up
to the guy fondling you? They're going to look good.
Yeah, so but that's why I'm scared of anesthesia. I'm terrified of being operated on, and I still might have to be operated on.
You woke up? Did you feel anything when you woke up?
I felt like tugging.
Shannon,
twisting of the nipples, fucking pulling, yanking.
I think he was stitching at the time, so I felt the tug of the stitch.
Oh, and it fucked you up.
Yeah, I remember saying, I can feel that. And then they gave me more.
Like, whoops. Count from 10.
What's in my vagina?
But I thought it was like a dream. And
aren't
like,
you worried about your appendix bursting here from laughter?
I'm extremely worried that it's not over.
That's a fucking solid compliment right there.
I still have a fever and I still have a lot of pain. So
you still have a fever?
Yeah.
You have fever right now, and you're in studio.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow. You came in anyway. Why did you choose to come in anyway? You could have had one of these assholes.
I didn't want to miss another show.
Wow. That is a fucking commitment right there. Can we go back to how nice I was though?
Can we look up that what's that called? That syndrome?
Stockholm syndrome?
Yeah.
Can you talk about how nice I was? So go back. Yeah.
So so then you did check on me several times. You asked me how I was doing. And when I said like something bad, you were like, oh no, or fuck, yeah. You know, so you are showing
sad faces.
Yeah.
Right.
Emojis. I use emojis to show you.
Louis just learned how to pre-generate text.
Yes. Yeah. He just sends them. Yeah.
They were all pre-scheduled.
He's like, oh, girl sad.
Continue, Shannon.
Let me send.
Continue about how nice I was.
Yeah, so I was just, yeah, I was surprised that you really avoided a lot of show stuff. Even though you did drop it in, it was like one show thing and then two things about my health and one show thing right. and then two things about my health. So
it's a good ratio.
Yeah, I think so.
And then what happened when I found out that you weren't going to your family's for Thanksgiving?
Oh, you offered, you said that I can go to your house for Thanksgiving.
That's nice.
Which is further.
You know, I just
and, and if you can bring a sign.
Yeah. Pick up an order.
Pick up ice.
I got a lot of dabs.
You got a fever, right? Pick up a bag of ice for your head and one for these drinks.
Yeah, my family, I guess because I was in the hospital forever and I have some like high risk family members that they didn't feel safe with me going.
So your family shunned you on Thanksgiving.
It's probably better because I was in bed all day.
But me, what did I say?
You said you can come over.
And I would have tried to fuck you.
Come over.
And when I said, I'm probably just going to stay in bed. And you were like, okay, but if you change your mind, let me know. Mm. So thank you, Louis.
So you came home from the hospital by yourself?
Yeah, I took an Uber. I live really close to the hospital in Staten Island.
Did you meet anybody while you were there?
No, but there was one hot security guard.
A hot security guard. How are you not attracted to me, you fucking pig? You like a security guard at a hospital?
She lit up.
They make less than bouncers.
Like, it's ridiculous.
He's really big. He was really big. He had blue eyes, shaved head. He was pretty hot. Up close, though, it all fell apart, but from far away.
And under anesthesia?
Diabetic.
Smoke show.
Yeah, well, good for you, Shannon. I'm glad that you're alive. So, was it appendicitis?
So, I guess so. Like, I keep reading over like the papers that they gave me when I left, and it appears like it's early stages of appendicitis, which they're saying I guess can fix itself, but I still have a fever, which isn't a good.
You know what they say is good for it.
Don't do that.
I swear to God, they do. They say
if her appendix bursts on your dick, your dick will disintegrate.
Look up. Is sex good for appendicitis? Look it up. Look it up right now.
I forgot how slow
if her appendicitis bursts, it's all full of like toxins and stuff. You remember Roger Rabbit when they put the shoe in the dip?
That's what her appendix, that'll be my dick.
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of inducing pregnancy.
Either way.
It doesn't induce pregnancy. The cum. So you know what happens? Cum induces pregnancy.
An inflamed appendix is just a baby. Right?
It's essentially a pregnant woman.
Yeah, shitty baby.
Yeah.
Look up if sex is good for appendicitis. I bet you it massages the appendix and your vaginal wounds.
Ooh,
I
don't
imagine wounds.
I would say
you imagine wounds.
Are those from before? What did
you... But I feel like it's the other way. You apply the cum topically, like on the skin.
No. So what happens is the all right. So
just
here's,
rub it in.
Where do you think an appendix is?
Can we do a science?
Like, it's near the belly button, right? Like on the side of the belly button.
Yeah. We're doing
so
it under science.
Rub
segment.
Cum there.
It's science. True. Science with Louis Shea Gomez.
Like CBD oil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's what happens. Okay, let me explain to you guys the way it works with it inducing pregnancy. Okay. So, the baby is in a sac.
It always induces pregnancy. That's
I'm going to tell you
why. That's how that works. Okay.
No. I'm talking about after the show.
Oh, you mean the little sperm guy?
I'm talking about when she's ready to fucking go, right around her due date. Mm-hmm. You need to come in that bitch, cream pie her left and right all day long.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then your baby's going to eat cum.
No.
I'll tell you why.
Go ahead. I think Louis.
Because the baby's in a fucking sac.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the baby. Okay. He's here. Here's his legs. That's his dick. It's his arms, okay?
Mm-hmm. This beautiful. Is a girl, baby.
This is the pussy, okay? So let's say that's it. Let's just say this is what it is, okay?
That looks like an elephant trunk.
This is the pussy.
Does it just sound like he's coaching a roller derby team?
You're a monster. Thank you, Harry.
By the way, I did do this. All right, so fine. I guess if you want to look at it that way.
The doctor told you
look,
to do
this way.
Here, look. This is it. All right, that was the butthole. I fucked up. This is the pussy.
I knew that looked weird.
That's the pussy. But this right here is a sac.
Yeah.
This right here is the opening to this sac is the cervix, and it's closed, okay? So the baby's in a sac. The cervix is closed. Mm. What happens is as the baby starts going towards the pussy, the cervix starts to open, okay? But if it's a tight fucking cervix, your cum softens that shit up. Okay.
That's nice of you.
Yeah. So what happens is you come inside of the pussy, and then all of your cum layers the cervix, and it gets all mushy and gushy, and then the baby can break through more easy. So to be honest with you,
saying cum, nice. You're cum lubing the cervix.
You're mushing it up. You're mushing it up.
You're beating it down like hairspray does to the ozone layer.
You're not beating it down. You're. This is a beautiful fucking thing. We're trying to discuss.
It is nice.
Just because you're barren, stop trying to fucking.
They didn't laugh that much at that.
Because it was real.
It was hurtful.
Yeah. I just walked an audience member calling out that she was barren by accident.
Yeah.
Women don't like that.
Anyway, I do think it's a nice thing.
I feel like Karen's microphone's a little low.
Oh, sorry.
Turn it up. Yeah, also the cum, though, it kind of goes in the sack and helps wiggle and push the baby out, too.
That's not
they,
true.
They all work together.
That's not true.
I like Dave's, though. Dave sounds fun. Like, they're choreographed. Yeah. Like, Shamil, let's get it out
yeah,
here.
Yeah, they already...
The baby.
Like synchronized swimming?
Yes!
You think they're like ants, like
but
taking, Dave, away, like taking away picnic food.
But Dave's
food.
are like drumline sperm. Dave's are drumline.
They're stopping the yard.
They won't just swim. They're doing all the extra shit.
They've got those short brooms with the tape on them.
Yeah.
Can you fact check?
They didn't just come out like fucking Nazi soldiers.
Right.
Go ahead. What is it? Read this to me.
One of the ways that sex is thought to induce labor is because of semen.
Mm-hmm.
Human semen is a biological source that has a higher concentration of
prolactoglandins.
Yep, that can occur naturally and
prolactoglandins
are known to ripen the cervix and get it ready for labor.
Ripen.
Ripen. Whoa. That's a better word. That's a hotter way to describe it.
Liking
but
that.
But I said I mushed it up. But ripen is essentially what happens when a banana gets ripe?
It gets mushed up.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Dr. J. Gomez
here.
You can
feed that to the baby.
You feed the banana.
I thought you were referring to your erection.
Karen.
Like kind of mushy, not hard.
Karen, you can't smoke weed in the studio.
Since when?
Since when? We don't do it. We do it at night sometimes.
I'm not smoking.
Yeah, I see what you're doing, though. You're taking it out and setting it up. I'm watching you.
I haven't done it yet, though. I'm going to do it when you're not looking.
I yelled at a lady on a train about doing that with crack.
That's not crack. It's just weed. It relaxes me.
But she definitely was like trying it. And I was like, yo, don't do that. It's kids on a train. And she was just like.
Really?
She just kept slowly packing it.
She didn't give a shit. She had no respect for you.
That's why I'm going to start bringing my dog on the train. There's so many fucking zombies on there now. I need, like, protection.
Yeah. Are you still paying to get on?
Yeah. Are you not supposed to?
No.
Oh. Is,
like, you just hop the turnstiles?
Why not? We're wearing masks.
Because you're an adult. You're an adult.
That's
You've
so
been
true.
On television.
That's
Stop
so
hopping
true.
The
We're
turnstile.
We're wearing masks. The trains never go where they're supposed to go. You're like two stops in before you find out. Like this.
That was my logic when I was younger, right? So up until I was maybe 30, my logic was I would hop the turnstile pretty goddamn regularly. And it was because even if I got caught and got a ticket, it's like a $100 ticket, you figure it's $2.50 every time you take the subway.
Is it that much now?
So hold on, let me ask you.
It's $3 now.
What was the reason why you stopped?
Because I just fucking, I don't know, I'm going to.
Oh, I thought it was because you didn't make it. Like, I've had like two jumps where I didn't make it. Shit. Like,
yeah, that's got to be a terrible feeling.
No, that's what you. The way you do it is you pull the turnstile back and then you push it forward. See, Harrington knows. Real true scumbags know the way that you don't.
I
hop
still
it.
Occasionally
that's
just.
I'm trying to show your fucking
athletic.
Your
Jesus Christ,
black lettuceism, black lettuceism, black lettuceism.
I mean, I've definitely hopped
by the
way,
over a turnstile this year.
Yeah, like they just described the fat, childish way of getting.
Dude, they
through.
Weren't taking. They weren't taking cash at token booths. For a while, and I'm just like, all right, well, I'm popping this turnstile.
That's what I call this room right now, a token booth.
Mm. That's hilarious. Or fat people.
Hold on. That's what I call this room right now, a token booth. It's a booth with one black person in it.
Solid.
You know what? Fuck this whole setup. Zach would have loved it. He would have been right there for you. Why? I thought you were supposed to be acting like Zach, you fucking bitch.
I know. You guys started talking about hopping turnstiles, and I've never done that. So
you've never hopped a turnstile in your life?
No.
What do you do if you, the train
I have
comes?
Money.
What if you do the train? What if you do the train comes and you don't have money left in your car?
I take an Uber. Are we done?
Well, you know you got paid for that dog to get in there too.
Yeah.
So it's two swipes now.
I'm just bringing him for protection.
Karen, no. what did you do for Thanksgiving?
Bring a gun. Like
I spent it with my loving person that I'm in love with, and we cook.
Are
he
you
made here? A roasted chicken. I baked. I'm not that proud of my baking because I messed up.
What's the difference between roasting and baking?
Well,
ooh.
Well, like
water.
You roast like
it's
meat.
Water. Yeah.
You don't bake. meat.
Well, it's the same. It's the same exact thing. You just call it a different thing.
Yeah. So stop saying heat roasted and you baked. You guys did the same shit.
It was, both 350.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
No. Okay.
I guess you don't roast a cake. You don't. You can bake a chicken though, right?
Yeah. He was beautiful. I took pictures of
it. Oh, it's a higher temperature. Oh.
It was so good. It was like covered in rosemary and thyme and butter and chicken gravy, and we had potatoes and stuffing with Italian sausage.
I gotta be honest with you. I almost want to start doing chicken on Thanksgiving. I know people probably said this. This is not an original thought, but turkey's just okay. The turkey came out great. I'm gonna go home and have a turkey sandwich after this with weed butter. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, my mom makes weed butter.
I can't wait, dude. A shout out to Nugzilla. Yo, this guy came through with like a huge box of fucking shit. Hooked up my comedian friend of mine. I asked him because he lives in Jersey. I was like, "Do you know anybody with weed?" He hit me up and he was like, "Yeah, I know this guy." The guy turned out to be a huge Legion of Skanks fan. Huge, just randomly. It was all random. He didn't even know when he hit the guy up for
really
me.
A guy named it's not a coincidence that a guy named Nugzilla that delivers weed on Thanksgiving is a huge Legion of Skanks fan.
My people weren't open. Nugzilla.
Dude, he dropped off a fucking ounce of weed, like I mean, a bunch, like, I mean, so much.
They're up to Nugzilla 69 because the username has been taken so many times in the forums on Gas Digital.
Doggy, he fucking gave me weed butter, weed fucking marinara sauce, weed.
Wow.
That's the most Jersey shit I ever fucking heard.
Marinara. I'll give you a weed rigatoni, some fucking, some weed hoagies. Yeah, no, he was great. And shout out to Nugzilla if you guys are in the Jersey area. I don't know if he's got a website or how you would get in touch with him, but look out for Nugzilla. That brand is the shit.
Weed and Thanksgiving, they just go hand in hand. It's such a great American tradition.
Yeah, they do.
Well, my son was also out of town, so I just got to get... I got so high. I got up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Baked or roasted?
I got...
If Zach was here, it would be boom, roasted. Yeah, damn,
brush it tonight. I was actually very high, so I'd say roasted, to be honest. And I mean, I just got so stoned. I played video games all fucking day while my sister and my aunt slaved. I put them in blackface. I whipped them. I made them slave in the kitchen. It was fucking psychotic, dude. I made them work the fields out back of my house all fucking day on Thanksgiving. That's how fucking hardcore I am.
What fields? You mean rake around the trampoline?
I have a trampoline that they raked, yes.
Just yelling at his aunt.
Dude, I put my
acre of bouncy property. You'll feel light as a...
It's a bouncy McMansion.
I put my aunt on the
trampoline?
No, on the Oculus. On the
oh my god, that's
on the
funny.
Plank. I mean, she almost had a fucking heart attack.
That's
almost,
like the family thing to do is torment old people after
on the
dinner,
plank,
right?
Yeah, dude. She fucking almost had a heart. She nearly almost died. It was great.
Like, what does it make you
Did
walk?
You put
the
it
plank?
On social media.
It makes you look like you're like up on a fucking like 30-story building. You walk out on a plank and fucking. My aunt is an idiot.
Fuck, what I don't want to get that old. I do not want to get that old that I come to dinner and the young people in my family are just fucking with me with new technology.
Mocking you with technology?
Yeah. Oh, God.
What's the technology going to be in the future, though?
I don't know.
It's like a robot hooker just starts sucking grandpa's dick.
And they're all like, look at him. He loves it. Filming me and putting me on whatever social media.
Yeah, it was. So that sounds great. I think I might do chicken next year. I'm doing the Christmas dinner this year, and I think I'm going to do ham. Maybe I'll do a fucking big old baked bitch ass chicken and some ham.
Roasted duck.
I love a fucking duck. I've never made a duck before.
It's the same as making a chicken.
Same shit, dude. Yeah. Roasted duck.
Yeah.
Baked duck.
You got to roast duck.
Yeah, you
got to
make that.
Fat.
Yeah, you need the skin to get.
Crazy. Dude, I'll tell you right now. My turkey leg. Turkey. The people talk about turkey legs when you go to Disney. They suck. They're awful.
There's all the tendons in them. It's a pain in the ass.
This one that I had today was oh my God.
Yeah.
It was incredible. It was incredible.
Solid overlooked piece of the turkey. The wing.
You like the neck.
The wing, bro. And one year we just did away with the whole turkey and just had a plate full of wings, just a tray full
of turkey
wings.
Of course you did.
Isn't that what you guys do every night?
One year we just ordered Domino's wings. We said, fuck it. Who needs a turkey?
Turkey wing is the
you
shit.
You can get 20 wings for $6.99.
Thanksgiving?
Because it's a big wing.
Ranch sauce?
Yeah. You just keep, like, you know, you don't have to
just
do, like, 10
wing.
Of them. Yeah,
it's the Hanukkah of wings.
Is that like a cartoon if Dave gets stranded with somebody? They just turn into a giant turkey leg or a giant turkey wing?
Oh, shit.
My brother used to fight to get the turkey leg, and then he would hit me with it. He'd chase me around with
my
it.
Sister and my mom and my aunt, as a young child, put it in my head. It was like gaslighting, right? They say gaslighting. They convinced me that I liked dark meat because they didn't want it. So they were like, Lewis loves the dark meat. And I was like, I never had the white meat. I had no idea what I liked or what I did not like.
I've had a lot of boyfriends do the same thing to me.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, Dave, what was your Thanksgiving like yesterday? What did it look like?
It was the same, man. Like, you know, got somebody that I'm loving up on, and we went out to her family's place in Jersey.
So cute.
It was interesting. They're all Puerto Rican. I was guessing.
Never mind.
What all of the...
What were they... How do they celebrate? Is it like the Puerto Rican parade?
Ceviche, absolutely.
No, wait. Is that the one where it's like bananas and chicken gizzards? And
no.
Ceviche? I know. All right, shit. I know pasteles now.
Pastel? That's like, pork.
No, it's like bananas.
What do they have? What do they have
mofongo
for dinner? Was it turkey? Did they have turkey?
Yeah, they had turkey.
Good.
Yeah, they had turkey. Good. They had turkey, chicken. They went like overboard. It didn't start till late, though.
Yeah.
Like 10 o'clock.
10 p.m.?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what? Puerto Rican noon.
Yeah. Right. It got started late, bro. Yeah. Like,
they
late.
Get drunk and party, kind of?
Yeah, coquito.
Cocaine?
No.
Nice. Hell yeah. We also did that.
No.
We celebrated. No, we had no cocaine. What about you, Chris?
I just went to a restaurant with my uncle, my brother, and my girl.
Oh, that's nice, too.
Yeah, most of my family's dead, so.
I almost feel like that's all the more reason to cook. When you have a huge family, I feel like it's more of a pain in the ass. Yesterday we had five
Why
people.
Why do you have to shit on the fact that he went to a restaurant?
It's terrible. Me and my aunt.
No, but the real thing is like you're messing up your whole like the amount of dishes I then have to do.
Good point.
To cook for four fucking... It's the same amount of dishes as if there was 10 people there.
Why not pay an expert?
Yeah.
Well, I have my sister and my aunt in the kitchen doing the
dishes.
Doing
everything.
I didn't know.
So I'm going to make my mentally disabled brother and my uncle with COPD do the fucking dishes.
Can I please hire your mentally disabled brother to be my chef next year at Thanksgiving?
I mean, if you want to eat hot dogs.
It's just fucking hot dogs and fucking Jolly Ranchers.
Even a mentally challenged brother and an OP, they're still better than two chicks in the kitchen.
Burn.
All right, real quick, we must thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Omigo Bidets. Karen, do you like to have your poop shoot clean?
I sure do. Thank you.
Right? Now, who's out there using toilet paper anymore? What, are you a fucking savage from the past?
Yeah, gross.
What, you live in the 1910s? That's crazy, okay?
Right
now, you know that bidet technology has become really super cheap, super affordable, super easy. I had Harrington install my bidet. I paid him and I let him use my toilet for 10 times. That's all I paid him. I was like, you use my bathroom 10 separate times. That's how easy it is.
Yeah.
Took him 15 minutes to install. You attach it right to the back of the toilet. You don't have to bring in a new toilet bowl or a new seat or a special apparatus. You have a fucking wrench. You have your Omigo bidet. 15 minutes later, you have the freshest bathroom experience possible.
I can't wait. I can't wait to get one.
I know. I'm going to get you one. Can we please hook Karen up with an Omigo bidet before she leaves here today?
Thank you.
All right. We'll do that. So here's the deal. Okay. All you got to do, if you guys want to check out Omigo bidet, this is a great holiday gift, by the way, is go to myomigo.com, myomigo.com/RAP. You save 15% off your entire order. So go do that. Save some money. Buy these for your family for the holiday season. They have Omigo bidets that start as low as $39. You can buy this for the whole family. This is a great gift, very unique gift. And once you use a bidet, you're not going to go back to wanting to use toilet paper. It's a cheaper, cleaner, and more efficient way to live your life.
As soon as I get one, I'm going to do a before and after.
I know you are. Get a bidet today. Follow Karen's Instagram. See her dirty butt and clean butt. myomigo.com/RAP. Okay, where were we?
Definitely two white ones.
So what restaurant did you go to? Was it good?
This place, Athena. It's a Greek place. They had turkey. I had a steak. I don't really.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the apple.
What did you do, Harrington? By the way, Dylan's not here. Everyone should fucking stop hating on Dylan. I feel so bad. Dylan gets it so bad, and he does such good work. Like, Harrington's a fuck-up and doesn't do good work, so it's appropriate the amount of shit that he gets. Dylan actually puts in a hard day's work, and people treat him like he's an asshole.
I love Dylan. I treat him
he's
great.
Just
well, you
want to
suck
unlikable.
His fucking tiny dick.
No, I don't, but I think he's a nice kid. Jeez Louise. It's
Harrington.
Freaking Thanksgiving.
Harrington, what'd you do for Thanksgiving?
It's sad. It's pretty sad.
What'd you do?
Just sat at home alone, watching football.
I tried to get you to bring me weed, and I was going to say you could stay for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But you didn't.
That didn't happen.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't get me weed. I wasn't going to extend the offer beyond
no
that.
No favor, no flavor.
I didn't want to be like, oh, come to Thanksgiving and then bring weed. That's very shitty.
And now he was all.
So I put it on him and I said, hey, dude, can you bring weed to me and come train? This is the night before Thanksgiving. I was like, come train with me. And then he was like, no, dude, sorry.
No, what you said was come spar with me, right? Yeah. Which I have a 2-week break from in New Jersey at 9:30 after I had to produce your show at 7 here. So there was just no. The time and space did not calculate.
Shut the fuck up,
there was
dude.
No way.
Shut the fuck up. Who are you? Who are you?
If you had said.
Who are you?
If you had
said. Cut his microphone, Shannon. I'm fucking sick of it.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
How's that feel? Take it.
But it sounds like you were mean. I owe Chloe LeBranch an apology.
Why?
I was pretty shitty.
Call her a retard?
I mean, among other things, but. She was like, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? And I was like, oh, me and my boyfriend are cooking or whatever. And then I sort of threw out a, you want to stop by?
No.
Here's the thing about the stop by.
If somebody says stop by, that's a no.
Thank
that's
you.
A, that's that a, means not, thank, that's not a real invite.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah. So, but then
Chloe
the
LeBranch
next day,
is a child and you're a grown up, so you know that.
I know. I do owe an apology. I'm making a public one right now. And yesterday I did ignore her text. And
so she said, hey, I want to come by, and then you ignored her text.
Oh, that's brutal.
That's
really, in all honesty. So here's the thing. You always run the risk that somebody will not take your social cue.
Right.
So you're now in the wrong by not taking
I'm trying to figure it out.
She had to sit there and just eat her green bean casserole that she made for the party just by herself.
Party. It was me and my boyfriend. I said, do you want
two people?
It was a club. Listen to me. And I mean this, there was multiple people there. I was there. Yes, I swear to God. Don't lie to her.
Yeah,
tell her the truth.
Karen puts everything on Instagram except this for some
reason. Tell her the truth, Karen. Tell her the truth. Don't give her part of it.
No, she
give her the
whole truth. We all went for the after party. I like dropped my brother off and went over to Karen's house. We all got loaded. Great.
It was just us. It was so we were just slovenly and in love and just kept eating and farting and fucking and eating.
Did you actually fuck on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good, man. I was wondering if that was like a lost art.
Hell yeah.
Like, I feel like only teenagers were really getting
it
the fuck.
It takes 6 hours to cook a turkey.
He spatchcocked.
That's what I'm saying. Like, adults don't get the fuck on Thanksgiving, and that sucks.
He spatchcocked my turkey.
You can't come in between basting a turkey? Come on.
Spatchcock? You know what
spatchcock? I didn't fuck at all.
I just learned.
I played video games, and I cannot fuck Thanksgiving night if I tried.
Yeah, after. Before you can.
Before. Dude, I got it in before.
Yeah.
The amount of food that I ate, and it's so like, it's like an 8-hour day of cooking, and then you eat for like 20 minutes, you shovel it in, and you like try to go get seconds, and you just.
Oh, yeah, and then you kind of breathe. You ever breathe while eating where you just go the.
It's brutal.
Harrington, can I have a coffee? It feels like a lull right now. I feel like it's not bad about asking you.
Karen.
Yeah, I'll take one too.
Half and half, four.
What? Love that.
Harrington,
yes.
Shut the fuck up.
Thank you.
Don't you ever fucking do that again, okay? Oh. This is not a waitress fucking patient. Shut up. You know what I meant? Customer.
Did you say patient?
Yeah.
Hey, patron? Do you mean to say patronage?
Yeah, I said patron.
That's the health plan patron that he's got Shannon on. She's got to go to a Denny's to get her appendix taken out.
Oh, my God.
This is not a waitress patron situation.
Are you on mushrooms?
Are you having a stroke?
Shut the fuck up. Don't fucking start talking over me and taking her fucking coffee order.
I didn't know how much of my
come
partnership
in and,
you would
and crawl under the fucking table like Dylan does and whisper, "Why would you like it?" That's the way you fucking do it, okay? You're not fucking cool now because you want to fucking fight against an 80-year-old man.
On a raft.
He's layered
he's
in fucking fight gear. Ugh, you make me nauseous.
I'm sorry. I thought we were
I'm going to
today.
Beat the shit out of you. The next time we train, I'm going to fight. Listen to me. The next fight journal. And I mean it. It's me and Harrington sparring 85%. Yeah. And I'm going to beat the shit out of him.
I like it.
Because I'm sick of his face. I'm sick of his cockiness. I'm sick of, like, he has this, like, the last fight journal, just so you guys know, he submitted, like, it became Mike Harrington's fight journal. I'm actually going to release the last one as a fight journal bonus because it's all Harrington training for Dylan and Harrington trying to make fun of Dylan's form. Harrington, you fucking suck at fighting.
Okay. Mm.
You suck at fighting. You are terrible at fighting.
Well,
you're not good at fighting. You will never be good at fighting.
That was the day you didn't show up to training, so I had to get some footage.
Harrington, you're
not... seems to be fighting with something right now.
It's making me fucking furious. It just... His attitude of, like, he just shows up now and fucking... his fight gear and his fucking
ready
shorts.
To work. I like these.
You're not ready to work hard. You're wearing it because you think you're a fighter, and it's making me sick. And I'm gonna beat the shit out of you.
I mean, I fought a man.
Celebrate yourself.
I mean, you're not a fighter.
Old man.
Have you fought a woman?
You're not a fighter. Oh, why are you doing this? Like,
I fought a man.
So you think you're a fighter because you fought a man?
I mean, what's the definition of a fighter?
You fought a man on a raft. He's basically Aquaman.
Mm.
Karen has fought like four or five men. Do you think she's a fighter?
Yes.
I would be more scared of Karen than
I used to win the fights against Lewis.
She really did.
You'd tap out.
I would just sit there and take it. She'd fucking start wailing on my head. You never hit me, did you?
No.
I really just don't remember. Most girls that I've dated have hit me. Have you ever hit me?
For the record, no.
Karen seems like she'll hit you in your sleep.
No.
Were you about to say I hit you? Don't you dare.
No, you didn't hit me, but you threw my phone.
I did throw your phone.
And then one time there was a video. It was me, you, and Mike Feeney, and you were throwing me like wrestling style on a hotel bed. And then we broke up and he took it down because he thought I was going to prosecute him.
Mm. Well, because I did the perfect plex. Can you show the perfect plex? Mr. Perfect's finishing move.
It's not funny, Karen. I have a family.
Because she's crazy. We were going to do these crazy fights.
The perfect plex is the ultimate rape move. Yeah.
Watch the perfect plex. This is the move that I did to Karen in a hotel room, and it hurt her, and then I felt bad.
It didn't really. I hit my head. I wasn't at the best. Thanks, Harrington.
Right here. So this was.
You look great. Congrats on your fight again.
So Karen, is that Andre the Giant?
Mm-hmm.
You're the Andre Giant, right? Back. Or
Andre
I'm
the Giant.
Andre.
I was like, did he fucking perfectplex Andre the Giant? Right there. That was it. I perfectplexed her.
Yeah, you could roll right over into the rape position. The legs are already up.
But
can I tell you why? Karen is so much fun to professional wrestle with. What am I supposed to say?
Mike Feeney was calling out different moves. It wasn't that you just did one. It's you kept dragging me by the leg. face down on the bed.
Like, what I used to do with my cousin when we were eight?
She's clawing.
I like that you're a 30-year-old man. You're just doing exactly what everybody does to their cousins when they're like nine. Like, just like,
listen to me.
But he requested one.
She's 94 pounds. Listen to me.
She's built like a little brother.
She's the best to pro wrestler.
Squat chested as one.
Doggy, let me tell you something.
I was trying to do that.
She's great. I mean, everything. Every move you can imagine onto a bed. It's so much fun. And they were fun for you to admit it.
Of course. Yeah. He's
trying to get it verbally confirmed. Admit it. You had a good time.
Well, it was fun. It was like, you know, like the little kid who's like, spin me.
Yeah.
They want to be spun till they vomit.
Well, she only posted the one where she got hurt. She was trying to fucking.
That is untrue. It was on your page. You psycho.
Whatever. It was funny in the moment.
It was funny because the funniest is Feeney in the background.
Calling out moves.
I think he felt, yeah. He's like, you asked me, like, what'd you say? W something.
He's running around like a fucking Jimmy Hart, just yelling shit at you.
Harrington, you're not a fighter.
Why do you keep coming back to
I want to watch a fight
it's
tomorrow.
To motivate you, Harrington.
I met a new friend.
Okay, because you lost Chloe LaBranche, so.
She's out. She's an MMA fighter. I don't know her. Ashley Evans or something, but she has a fight tomorrow. I want to watch it.
Ashley
How do
Evans.
I watch it?
Yeah, she's
do you know
a UFC fighter.
I'm really excited. We're new friends, and I want to watch her fight. How do I do it?
I'm having people over at my place tomorrow night for the fights and the Mike Tyson
fight. Is she going to be one of them?
Is she a UFC fighter?
Yeah,
she
Ashley,
is, right?
Ashley Rebel Girl Evans Smith. She's fighting on the Blades vs. Lewis card tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, I'm having some of the Gas Digital crew over for the Mike Tyson fight and that as well. Are they going to be simulcasting at the same time or the...
Typically, UFC goes early, especially because it's like a fight night thing. So they'll probably start the main card at 8, have that wrapped up by 10 in time for Jones versus Tyson.
Wow. Very exciting. Tomorrow night's going to be a lot of fun. Fun end of the weekend.
Way to segue into fight talk, Karen.
I'm not talking fight talk, Karen. That's not what this show is. I do a whole fight MMA
That's
show.
That's a whole different podcast.
Speaking of which, Harrington, text Bisping and see if we can do 3 Eastern.
Got it.
Got it. Thanks, buddy. All right, really quick, we must thank Cushy Dreams for supporting today's show. Cushy Dreams has an amazing lineup of premium smokable CBD. They specialize in extraordinary CBD-rich hemp flower. It's actual bud. They have pre-rolls. They have cans of weed that you could buy. It looks, smells, and tastes like the best weed you're ever going to smoke in your entire life. The only difference is it does not contain THC, which means that it is legal in 50 states. It is CBD-rich, which means it is designed to help your body. I use it for my anxiety. I don't like to wake and bake. When I get up in the morning and smoke weed, by the time the afternoon hits, I'm falling asleep. I'm groggy. I'm not having meaningful, in-depth conversations. That's not the way you want to be, but I still want to get rid of my anxiety. Maybe you have trouble sleeping. Maybe you have some inflammation. Maybe you guys have some sort of physical affliction that CBD can help with. Well, let me tell you something right now. When you smoke the CBD, whether it's a joint or a bong hit or a bowl or whatever it is so, it's immediate. When I, the anxiety is lifted for me, and this is probably a bad comparison to make, but I compare it to smoking a cigarette. When I was younger, I used to smoke cigarettes. As soon as I would smoke a cigarette, I would, the anxiety would be lifted from my body. And that's what it feels like as soon as I take one bong hit of Cushy Dreams.
But without all the negative stuff that comes with smoking a cigarette.
Exactly. Without all the negative effects, without all the stoniness from the weed, without all the cancer from the fucking carcinogens and all that other shit. Cushy Dreams, it's pretty incredible. Check them out. See if you guys dig their products. Go to cushydreams.com. That's K-U-S-H-Y-D-R-E-A-M-S.com. Get some high quality CBD bud and use the promo code RAP. You save 25% off your entire order for the rest of 2020. That's huge. Usually it's 15% off. They're giving 25% off for the rest of 2020. So make sure you go to cushydreams.com. Use that promo code RAP. Okay. Where were we? Let's get plugs out of the way. We didn't do them. Let's do that. And then we're going to explore the psyche of Mike Harrington, who thinks that at 32 years old, he can now be a fighter. Harrington has given me a certain amount of self-awareness, watching how cringy and terrible he is. It made me realize, because I'm 10 times the fighter that Harrington will ever be, and I'm not a fighter by any means. I consider myself, like, it's a joke. If I called myself a fighter, I would have to kill myself. And I am 10 times the fighter that Harrington ever will be. And Harrington considers himself a fighter, which is wild. It's a wild thought.
Well, especially because the whole thing was on a raft. It looked like it looked like a bear spring break. It's just him and another old man fighting on a raft.
I mean, and also when he goes in and spars against people that know what they're doing, he gets boxed up to a point where you're like, dude, please stop. Like, please stop. You're going to be hurt here. Like, I'm bloody, fucking concussed. Like, he runs out of the room, pukes all over the place. It's a fucking nightmare.
Really?
I mean, yes. Yes.
When you go to Mickey Gall's, Jim?
Yeah, dude, when he goes to Mickey Gall's,
Shannon,
he's like,
can you play some sexy music and put up pictures of Mickey Gall?
It's like a child. Imagine the way people would toy with a child. That's the way people at Mickey Gall's gym toy with Harrington. We need to have a truth bomb right now. This is a truth bomb happening.
You really barf, Harrington?
Truth bomb, yeah. Right for Harrington. Yeah. I'm sorry, Harrington. It's too late. You can't jump in at 32 years old.
What? Stop poo-pooing him. Cut it out right now.
You think he can?
Celebrate yourself, Harrington. I don't think he has anything else. This is the only thing he's getting attention for.
Is that Jim Norton?
Being cringy. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Zoom in on Jim Norton on the right.
No, it isn't.
No, on the right. On the right.
Jim Norton has great skin and looks much longer, younger than that guy, actually.
So, yeah, Mickey Gall, very sexy.
FYI. Sorry. But
let's do the plugs, and then we're going to explore the psyche of the man who thinks at 32 years old that he's now a fighter because he fought an aging producer. He didn't even fight a fighter. He didn't even fight a fighter. He fought a guy who is a producer.
I mean, you fought a comedian.
I'm not a fighter. I am not a fighter.
Afterwards, you did kind of act like it for a
while. No. I know. Oh, and now I feel bad about the way that I acted. Now that I'm watching Harrington, I feel bad. I'm rethinking everything. I'm still fighting Jason Ellis, but the way that I'm approaching it is a whole different mentality.
I like
here.
How there's never any introspection with Lewis. No. He has to see somebody else be a prick and then go, oh, is that what I was doing?
You were a fucking asshole, you and Kim. Like, we had broken up, and I was like, they're acting like fucking Rocky and Adrian over here. Fucking. So, I was probably the only one who was that irritated by that.
Okay, so let's get some plugs. Karen, cheers. What do you got to plug?
Nothing.
You little slut. What
My
do you got?
My podcast, Only Fiends. New episodes every Friday. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter.
Did not offer it to Gas Digital, I want to say. Not even, hey, are you interested in this podcast? Nothing.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I was like, let me do a little work. Let me build up a little audience. Let me put like some groundwork in before I even insult Lewis.
Wow. Holy shit. Fucking real ass.
You guys have no idea how I used to manipulate him. That's so easy. I got so many hot chocolates from 7-Eleven.
That is true. I would buy her hot chocolate all the time.
Something else. Me and Mike Racine are headlining the Dojo, Morristown, New Jersey, December 12th. That'll be great.
Dave Temple.
DaveTempleComedy.com is the website. The first special, the second one, will be out Christmas Day. I'm calling it the $1,000 special because that's what I'm going to charge for it. $1,000.
Nice.
Good.
Okay, you're trying to just get one sale off to pay rent?
That's all I need. Anybody else? Like, I figure if you pay, if you don't pay $1,000 for the special, you're just going to say it stinks.
Yeah.
So I'm not giving it away for free so people can be like, this sucks.
Right.
You pay $1,000. What's the most you've ever paid for like a sweatshirt?
A sweatshirt?
Yeah.
I pay wholesale prices. I have a merch company.
Basically, the thing I'm trying to pay, if you pay a lot for it, you appreciate it.
Yep.
You ever been given a free t-shirt? You fucking lose it because you don't care about it.
Yeah. All right.
Like giving away my shit for free.
I dig it. Guys, $1,000. If you got the $1,000 to spend on
this. RZA sold a Wu-Tang album for $2 million. I can get it.
Yeah, but there's like 30 black guys on that.
All right, Chris.
They've stolen the jokes from 30 other black guys.
Yeah.
Chris,
I said that as Zach. I don't mean that.
Notes of a Goon, High Society Radio, and then I'm with you and Zach in Atlantic City. What is that, next week?
Didn't offer it to me.
December 4th and 5th.
Yeah.
He's trying to build
up a bus. Harry, you're doing a bang-up job on Notes of a Goon, by the way.
December 4th and 5th, myself, Zach Amico, Chris from Brooklyn, Atlantic City, New Jersey, the Celebrity Theater. Grab your tickets now, guys. Don't wait to see if the show's happening. It's going to happen. I'm telling you right now.
Get your tickets canceled. Well,
if you don't buy the tickets, they'll cancel it anyway. So buy the fucking tickets.
Buy the tickets.
And if it gets canceled, they'll refund the money. We're not keeping the fucking money, you savages.
We need you to keep comedy alive.
Yeah. And then also January. Listen, January 20th through 23rd, myself, Zach Amico, Chris from Brooklyn. Also, same show. We're going to be down in Point Pleasant, New Jersey at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club doing a bunch of shows. It's going to be a lot of fun, guys. I'll tell you right now, the real-ass comedy experience is coming to a city near you. We don't care about the pandemic, okay? Fuck the pandemic. I've been denying the pandemic since it started, guys, so we're going fucking hard. We're having a fucking kissing booth. After the show, where you can make out with me, Chris, or Zach.
You can eat whatever's left in Zach's mouth.
That is disgusting. We're going to have...
just like that.
Yeah, we're doing the meet and greet afterwards. We're sharing meals. We're sharing meals with the audience. Everyone's going to be able to fucking... We're having soup.
We're just going to pull up a trough.
It's greet the meat, and we're just going to make having, steaks.
We're having... It's a meat and eat. Yeah. It's like a Brazilian steakhouse. You have a card on your table, and then me and Zach and Chris come over, and we bring meat to you, and we spit the meat into your mouth.
We baby bird it into your mouth.
Yeah. I think it's like chicks are going to come and grab your dicks.
Chinese people are going to come and grab your penises. Thank you, Karen, for that.
No.
Racist. That's not okay, but it's okay.
Girls.
It's a rub and tug. Yeah, it's a whole rub and tug experience at the comedy show.
Greet the meat. I like it.
All right. Go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating, positive review. One reviewer every month gets a free piece of merch. Good or bad review, we don't give a fuck. My Twitch channel is blowing the fuck up. I'll be back on it tonight, guys. Twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Grab all of our merch. If you guys buy merch between Black Friday today and Cyber Monday, that's this Monday, it's 10% off site-wide, 15% off orders over $100. So everything, all the Real Ass Podcast hats are up there just in time for the holidays. So go grab that for your loved ones. And those are my plugs. Karen, who are you texting right now?
Nobody. This coffee's good.
It's pretty decent, right?
Yeah.
Not bad. Okay, all right, so back to Harrington. I can't.
No, I think you made your point clear, but like, just what else is he doing, though? Why not? This is a progression towards something.
I liked it at first because if it was like, if it was a byproduct of like, him trying to better himself.
Corinne's going to fuck you if you keep on this path.
She might actually.
She told me that in confidence.
No, she did not.
Sick.
She'd kill me. Corinne's going to kill me. Corinne and Chloe are going to jump me.
Harry, I could see if like you were, you're just making me angry. I can't even say like.
I think you got to look inward because this is you're upset about.
You're bettering yourself, obviously, and it's good for you overall. But it's like, what would you do if I cut you off? What would you do if I stopped bringing you to training?
That's coming from like somebody who like is giving somebody something, waiting for something in return instead of just giving.
No, I don't like his cockiness. Like the whole fight journal is about me. Yes, it somehow turned into about Harrington. Like
that's funny.
Well, the guy you were fighting got hurt.
He takes it so seriously. It's making
me angry.
Didn't
he lose his job, too? What's going on there?
Yeah, Ellis lost his job.
What the fuck?
So, Harrington, talk to me here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a situation where you're quote unquote cutting me off. I'm working for you, right? I'm an employee who's going there to film you training. I consistently get good to great footage of you training, right? Like it's I'm holding up my end of the bargain and making my life better at the same time. Everybody wins here.
Question, Harrington. The days you're getting good and not great footage, what's going on? What's in your head?
I'm not a good videographer. I'm not good at any of this.
Lewis isn't a good fighter.
Yeah, that's the problem. Lewis's form that day. No, it's I'm not good at any of this stuff. I just show up and work as hard as I can. So like, why is boxing not another thing that I can do? Not well,
poorly,
but enough to make a living.
Harrington.
Wait, stop.
He's one of the guys Homer Simpson fought that was famous in Moe's.
I didn't say it.
What type of living?
I've made more money boxing this month than producing podcasts.
Ooh. To be fair, if somebody beats him retarded, the state will take care of him.
And I can only imagine that like guys are clamoring to get fights with you.
Harrington, who the fuck are you? The only reason you were able to get $1,000 from a sponsor is because you're on my show promoting your fucking
there
silly fight.
Well, there's your hubris, though, Gomez.
No, it's 100% fair and true, and that's fine. I have no problem. Like, as long as my bills are getting paid, I don't have an ego about this.
No.
Yeah, this is no. weird. This is weird. No. You're literally watching.
No.
You're
down,
literally
boy, down.
Watching
you're not
an ape to totally it. Submit, and you're still trying to.
No,
I'm gonna buy him a leather jacket and a fucking fedora with the brim bent up in the front like Rocky, just to piss you off.
Yeah.
He can't
because he doesn't have another coat, so he's gonna wear that.
I'm gonna walk around in bikinis holding different numbers just all the time, different round, round
just
seven,
round grilling.
It's my fighter guy. Love him. He's the best.
Harrington.
Harrington,
you can't with all seriousness say you want to make a living off of a fighting career. How do you think it's possible? You're not good at fighting. It's
Harrington,
like somebody
it's underground.
Harrington, I became a porn star at 45. You can be whatever you want.
Sick.
That was Zach again.
I'm better than Dylan, right? Like, that's all I have to do is...
Dylan's not a fighter!
Doesn't matter!
Whoa.
I'm getting paid to fight Dylan soon.
Whoa, wait a minute.
How much are you guys paying him to fight Dylan?
$70?
How much do you get even if you lose?
So here's the thing. Harrington's a fucking disgusting scumbag, and he'll sit in the garden and wait for the ad sale guys to come around, and he'll be like, hey, I'm doing a fight.
That's
if you guys
gross. Should.
So what happens is they sold him some sponsorship for his last fight. Yes, they did.
They did. That's not how I got the deal. I got the deal by going on Fight Journal and saying, please God, someone pay me to beat up this old man. And then people called Rob. People called him. To pay me, because I asked for it.
Listen, the more you win, the more people around you win, Lewis. Just get used to it.
Also, don't you get
you're
a taste
starting
of it? Well,
to
first
just...
of all, don't you get a taste of all of this anyway?
I'm going to beat the shit out of him on the next Fight Journal. And I mean, it's Harrington, you have to come out tomorrow to Jersey, and me and you are sparring. And the whole episode this week, I'm telling you right now, it's coming out on Sunday. The whole episode is going to be an uncut sparring session between me and Mike Harrington.
Look.
I'm just going to fucking... beat his ass.
You can piece him up on like land, but like I think on a raft. I don't know. You don't have any experience.
Like at sea.
Yeah.
It's a different story.
I mean
Harrington's a pirate.
And I'm so bad. Like people that see me fight, they're like, yeah, dude, Lewis, you're not an athlete. Like you can't move like an athlete. You don't have the ability. Like I'm so fucking bad, and it's fucking wild the way you're talking right now.
We were on the same team in Havasu. What happened? We were on the same team.
I'm training Dylan now. I've decided on today's show, I've decided that I'm kicking you off of Team Rattlesnake because of your insubordination and your overall... You remember when Matt Hughes got mad at Rashad Evans for shucking and jiving in The Ultimate Fighter? It was just too much of that, too much showboating. That's who you've become. So instead of being focused on the prize, which is putting one foot in front of the other, not putting one foot in front of the other while you box, because you do that regularly. You cross your feet. It's ridiculous. You have gone
cross your feet.
You cross your feet. It's fucking ridiculous. He boxes like
he's the only person who boxes pigeon-toed.
Yeah, he boxes like he's
crosses
doing
his feet. Cross dresses.
He fucking It is a wild thing that he does, and so because of your cockiness, and you're not a martial artist. You're not trying to do it the right way and become a strong martial artist to become better.
Like Lewis, and who cleanses his body and and mind.
I don't cleanse my body. You know
Lake Minnetonka.
So now I'm bringing Dylan into Team Rattlesnake under my wing, and you're gonna have to go out if you want to make it a real fight career, Harrington. All right, this is what you want to do. You want to fucking be Mr. Fucking Fighter, right? Go out and do it without me fucking giving you everything.
You know what's great? You're going to have Dylan take my job on Fight Journal I can take his job on Real Ass. But this doesn't make any sense.
Maybe. How much do you believe in yourself?
Usually you'd have to wait for Harrington to do a tell-all interview to find out what happened to Team Rattlesnake. But we get to see
Harrington,
it.
You do not. You tell not even half of what happened in half of it.
Tell all.
You tell not even half.
I feel like if
you called into this show and just told all of us how you got scammed by an OnlyFans bot.
I did get Sam's one OnlyFans bot.
And had no credit card the entire
fucking
time.
Fucking horse.
That's wait, one of the really? Few stories. Yeah.
That sounds like one for the good guys.
Yeah.
So, no, but Harrington, if you're listening to this show, this is fine because there's plenty of people that listen to the show. I'm going to also do you a solid here right now, you fucking little bitch. Hey. You make me sick. If you guys are in the New York area and you want to take Harrington under your wing, Harrington has been kicked off of Team Rattlesnake. Maybe he can earn his way back on Team Rattlesnake. Who knows? Maybe he doesn't want to be back on Team Rattlesnake. Maybe he takes this as an opportunity to go and grow and become a better fighter or whatever the fuck he wants to be. But Dylan is now on Team Rattlesnake. I'm taking him under my wing. When they're fighting, I'm going to tell you right now, the fight date right now, we're going to pick the fucking night. It's going to be a Saturday night. Now maybe make it a Sunday night so that we don't have to worry about the UFC. Counter program in the UFC. We're going to do a Sunday night 2 months from now.
I feel like if you take Dylan Harrington under your wing, he will suffocate.
I liked it. I didn't mind it.
Thank
there
you.
There we go. Fuck it.
So I'll wait.
Harrington, I think you should go make a diss track now.
January 24th. We're going to set this date right now. January 24th.
Diss track. Fuck Team Rattlesnake as a crew.
January 24th, Harrington. Are you willing to accept that date?
Yeah, 100%.
Sign on the dotted line?
Yeah, 100%.
Dildo?
You need the contract.
I'll sign it right now.
Send me location.
All right, we're going to do it, guys. January 24th is looking like the tentative date for the first ever Gas Digital relaunch of Bump Fights. And
so wait, this is 2 months out.
2 months out. I'm going to train Dylan.
You have no venue.
I'm bringing Dylan into my team. He gets
one
training. He gets the training from
my... Who else is fighting on this card?
Shannon said she'll fight Kim Congdon.
I don't believe that at all.
She did.
I did say that, but I'm not in a good way right now.
Yeah, she's going to burst her appendix.
I definitely can't do it in 2 months.
Don't look at me.
If
I'm not taking those shoulders.
If you keep rubbing cum on the appendix, it'll get better.
That is true, Shannon.
How are you going to get cum on my appendix?
No, it's topical. It's like CBD next to the belly button.
I can get cum on your appendix.
I can get cum on your appendix. You just sounded like Chris's brother.
I can find it. I can figure it out.
I could get cum on your appendix. I could do it.
Keep going. Stop trying to smoke weed in the
studio.
I'm
not trying. I'm doing it.
Go out. You can come back. Go hit, take a hit and then come back.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to get ready.
I have a blunt wrap in the car, but you smoke a blunt after the show if you want to be cool. Relax.
I'm not smoking it.
You are. Stop trying to smoke weed in the studio. You're not allowed to.
I haven't.
You're going to. You're packing it. I'm watching you put it to your
lips.
Where
else am I
going to
put it, though? I'll put this back. Do you like my new sweatsuit?
I'm looking at a stain on your thigh.
Shit. Really? No, yeah. That's weed.
Okay. Okay.
Listen, I had a great time. Thanks for coming in, you guys. Follow me on Instagram. I post a lot of pictures of spooky horror show stuff. Probably gonna have Patti LuPone on as a guest for the next.
All right,
spooky
pull up
horror
this.
Show.
Pull up this story. I like this. Instagram model helps women find out if their boyfriends will cheat. Give me some background here.
Ooh.
There was a show. I forget what the show was called. It wasn't Cheaters. Cheaters was a different show, but the show was these women would straight up undercover try to get these guys to cheat on.
It's like Caught in the Act or something?
It wasn't quite, that wasn't the name of it, but that was the concept. It was these pigs, and they were like an undercover team of like private eye horse, and they were like, they would meet a guy at the bar, and then they would, you know, through hidden cameras, see if they'll go back and fuck, and then at the last minute.
His fat wife comes out of nowhere, and she's pissed.
Oh, what a nightmare. What a true nightmare.
With like the kids in the car.
Oh, that bitch.
Look what your father did.
Oh, that's the worst to bring the kids. Jesus Christ.
She's transgendered.
You like cock, Lou? You like cock?
Look at your father.
Go ahead. Let me see. What is... Oh, look at this bitch. Yes. I'm cheating. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry. Sorry. And my chick, whoever my girlfriend is at the time, would have to understand it. That's too hot. That's too hot.
She looks like a robot, like made up.
That's too... Here's the problem. They don't need to go that hot. They can go with a fucking six. And
they can go with a chick significantly less attractive than the girlfriend and probably hook half.
100%. Like, and that's a better cool. That's a better story for that woman. That she needs to know. I mean, look at her. There's no way anybody's not cheating on their significant other with her.
I think the problem is, though, that she's too hot and people don't believe that.
I'm going to be catfished.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And she's probably not smart enough to have a real conversation either. So it's like, it's going to come off like a robot.
Do you remember the one time we had that really, really hot chick that was like in my inbox? And it was so unbelievable that we made a whole show out of it. Like, we're like, this has to be a catfish.
Yeah, the OnlyFans girl.
Yeah, the OnlyFans girl.
And it was, right?
Yeah, no, it was. It was a real one. Oh. She was real.
Yeah, but she still just tricked you into subscribing to her OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah, and promoting it on my show. And yeah. I never fucked her.
Yeah, so.
Sounds like. She scammed you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably scammed me.
Scam that Lou.
So what is the story here? Give me the...
So this girl's main... She's also a Maxim model in Australia. And she had... I guess she just had a lot of fans that reached out to her and complained about their boyfriend cheating. So she created a second Instagram page.
That's what I do when my boyfriend cheats. Let me find a hot chick on Instagram to pour my heart out to.
What is going on?
Her second Instagram page is called Dudes in the DM, and that's where she exposes the guys.
Let me see the Instagram.
That's shitty.
Oh, hold on one second.
And she posts their names?
This is the new
culture. Oh, you fucking bitch. You soulless whore. This you post their name?
New culture, yeah.
Sorry, hold on. I know she posts the conversation. I'm trying to see if the names show. No, she doesn't show their names.
Okay.
Oh, all right. So it's not that bad. Yeah. She's just trying to get her own fucking shit up. Let's see.
Oh, this is somebody that just wrote out.
Damn, girl, you thick. Shit, I'm going to tell you straight up. I'm 6'5", bummy, broke, and wear a size 15 shoe.
Poetry.
You got a hula hoop. What the fuck?
She's taking out the bad words.
Okay. All right, I get it.
Pussy?
Yeah, if it's big and wide.
This is just dudes in the DM. Just all right, she's just shaming guys for being perverts.
So she has,
but those are bots.
She has women reach out to her asking her to test their boyfriends. And so she'll reach out to them and be like, hey, think you're cute, and see where it goes.
Wow.
Women, just assume he's cheating.
Yeah.
I agree.
And cheat back.
We should do that. We should set up our own.
I can tell my mom to have an affair. She's like, I'm not in a good way. I got to get my knees right. I'm like, Mom.
We should test your dad. Why? Do you want to test your dad? We'll get a hot chick to DM him and see if he'll answer and respond.
No, because I'm joking. Don't say that about my parents. Now I'm sad. I just got upset.
Karen's like, I have to go fuck somebody.
No, just, God, I mean, imagine the time and space you're taking up in your life, in your head, women, you fucking losers. Just to go about doing that, like about catching him. Just assume he's doing it. Go take a hip-hop class. Have fun.
You know what? That sounds like they want out.
That sounds like a euphemism is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Maybe it's taught by
a hip-hop class.
Listen, go live your life.
Rock the mic. You know what I mean? His name is Mike. He's very muscular.
Yes.
I mean, it's just so silly. It's
she's too hot. They need to go with a much less attractive woman to be in the DMs so it's believable.
Yeah, a lot of the responses that she shows are like, are you a bot? Are you just trying to make me sign up to your OnlyFans? Yada, yada. Yeah. But some of them did fall for it. Some of the ones that she knows for sure in a relationship are just like, no, I'm not really in a relationship. Do you have Snapchat? And just try to go from there.
Yeah. Well, you know.
How they tried to move the conversation.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah.
Well, they're just, that's where they're more hidden. They can be more hidden. His chick doesn't know about the Snapchat probably.
All right, let's take a quick second and thank Yo Kratom, YoKratom.com. Huge supporter of this show, supporter of Skankfest, My Fight Journal, a bunch of shows here on the network. We love Yo Kratom. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you're in the market for Kratom, use YoKratom.com. You buy it online, you get a better price. They're home of the $60 kilo. I'm not telling people that aren't using Kratom to go get hooked on Kratom, okay? See if this could help you out. If you guys are, you've probably heard of Kratom before, it might be a benefit for you. I know Shannon uses it regularly. Kurt Metzger uses it regularly. A lot of people on the network regularly use Kratom to help them. It might be helpful for you as well. Once again, be over the age of 21 years old, though. This is not for anybody younger than that. And they're huge fans of everything on the network. So make sure if you guys are buying Kratom anyway, do it from YoKratom.com. Okay, where were we? So
it's a hip hop Snapchat.
Hip hop Snapchat.
You know about hip hop snatch. Lewis?
Let's see. Oh, I have a snake.
Wow.
You didn't even look. You just stabbed
it.
Don't ever fucking do that again, bitch. I'll break your finger.
That's so fun. I'm doing that again for sure.
So.
Fucking bring your daughter to work day. Jesus.
Got my new outfit.
Denmark has decided to kill all of their minks. Up
what?
To 17 million of them due to their fear that the animals are helping spread COVID-19 across
what?
The country. Is this a true story? No.
Coat's about to go on sale. Lil Kim's like, yeah.
No. They meant to spell it chinks.
Oh, Jesus.
That is true.
Actually. I definitely thought minks was like a code word for some race they didn't like.
What is it? Is this a real story, Harrington? No. I bet you fell for some shit.
No, I think that is real. I saw that somewhere yesterday.
I think so, too.
I mean, it's being reported by USA Today and a number of other publications, yeah. So I would imagine it's real. But apparently,
shut up! You're not a fighter!
It's very condescending, though. You saw the way that he did that?
This is... Like, what? What is your problem with me?
Harrington, tomorrow morning, New Jersey, me and you, it's happening.
Yeah.
How? How am I going out to be in the fight camp thing if you just fired me from fight camp?
Now it's about
killing
minks.
No, you're doing it. You're fine. How about this? You get to fight your way into Fight Journal. If you last three-minute rounds and you don't get stopped, you get to stay on Team Rattlesnake.
And Dylan has to find training elsewhere?
Dylan's got to find his training elsewhere.
Yeah, for sure I'll do that. 100%.
I'm going hard.
Yeah. 85%. If you can knock me out at 85%, I don't deserve to fight Dylan.
I'm not going to knock you out.
You got to stop me.
I'm going to stop you. I'm going to make you stop. I'm going to make you say, no, I want no more.
Mm.
So the nation has planned to cull all 15 million minks. They produce 40% of all the world's mink fur. What's really crazy about this is they're infected with some kind of mutant COVID-19. And because they were buried in shallow graves, they're like popping out of the ground like zombie minks.
Shut the fuck up.
None of this is true.
No. Sounds like a Cameron music video.
Yeah. That's good. Zombie minks are popping.
Cameron redoing Thriller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Can we have video of these minks popping under the ground?
Because
I don't believe it. I don't believe it unless I see zombie minks myself.
I don't have video. I just have the quote from a Danish police spokesman.
What is the quote?
In this way. In the worst ways, the mink can get pushed out of the ground.
I liked it.
So, yeah.
I didn't mind it.
Mm.
You are better on microphone than Dylan. It's unfortunate. Wow. This week's Fight Journal is heavy implications. I'm very excited. Harrington's fighting his way to set Team Rattlesnake. Can he just last? Let's see what's up. Karen, you want to...
Nope. Thank you.
Referee it?
Okay. In New Jersey?
Yep. Referee / ring girl.
What day?
Tomorrow.
I have a spot at night.
Or even tonight. Can we do it tonight?
I got to produce Notes of Bagoon tonight.
What time is that?
8 o'clock.
I'm hosting at the stand tonight.
All right, both of you.
Comedian.
I'm done. Good. Got it.
Shout out to the stand. Shout out to Joey DeRosa's sandwiches, too, right? I haven't had any. I'm just kidding. They're probably good. They look all right.
Sandwiches, right? Is there a bad sandwich? Can you make a bad sandwich?
No.
What do you do with your leftovers on Thanksgiving?
Sandwich.
Blend them up. Drink them.
Blend them.
Just get it all in there.
Throw a minx in.
Yeah.
Is it mink? Is it singular mink?
The Wawa, like their turkey gobbler sandwich is so good that it has just made me really have a new appreciation for Thanksgiving leftovers. Because you can create the turkey gobbler very easily.
Huh.
I was going to make homemade cranberry sauce, but then I didn't because my lover was like, I don't really eat cranberry sauce, but I wanted to make it just to try.
Yeah. Also, you have a UTI.
Always.
That's how you become that lady, though, like when you want to make cranberry sauce. Because no one gives a fuck about cranberry sauce. And then there's always some lady that's like, oh, no, I forgot the cranberry sauce.
It's not very good.
Turkey, pumpkin pie, cranberry sauce, all things you only eat once a year because they're not worth the effort to make any of them.
It takes 5 minutes to make fresh cranberry sauce. And cranberries are only like in season for a short time. They like harvest them and it's really pretty in these like cranberry box.
It's not very good. The problem is it's almost a... You know, like a condiment. That's the way that I like a cranberry sauce.
Yeah, it's not a fucking side dish.
You take a little bit to add it to your turkey or you add it to your fucking...
So you got a leftover sandwich, layer of mayo, layer of cranberry sauce, stuffing, turkey?
No, I'm doing the weed butter from Nugzilla when I get home. on that sandwich. I'm getting excited thinking about it right now. I'm getting so excited thinking about it.
That's because you have disordered eating.
I'm being fat today. Today is the last day of me being fat.
Be careful.
This whole week's been bad.
Like once Halloween comes and that candy starts to hit you and you're
this is the year. Listen to me. This time of year, every single year, I get fat.
But it's not the only time of year you get fat. It's just like
no, I get legitimately fat, and sometimes I stay fat and I don't get back in shape. Like this year, like I just have been fat since for like 2 years straight, like nonstop fat. But I have to. I'm really going to fight every fat urge of mine and make sure that I train, make sure that I keep dieting.
That's what he calls Harrington, his fat urge.
After today, no cheat meals until Christmas. That's that. Gonna get back in shape, gonna get fucking shredded, gonna beat Harrington's ass, gonna beat Jason Ellis's ass. It's gonna get crazy.
You hit a man while he's down?
Well, that's the other problem. I gotta make sure he still wants to fight. He's like, I don't wanna fucking fight you.
He needs a check now.
He does need a check now. Yeah. No, he's still gonna do the radio. We spoke about it. We're still planning on fighting. Still, you know, no issue. So we'll see what happens.
I wish you the best of luck. I've just heard you say this so many times with no results.
That I'm gonna not be fat?
Yeah.
No, I've had results. I've looked worse and I've looked better.
True. Karen, I believe in
shut
you.
Shut the fuck up.
I believe in you. I'm just saying, like, a lot of times you're like, this is the last day. And the next day you're like,
the Pope compares abortion to hiring a hitman as he encourages women to protest against abortion. After Argentina's president proposed a law to make abortion legal and free, protests broke out across the country. Pope Francis wrote a letter to the protesters saying the country is proud of them and keep demonstrating. He also compared abortion to hiring a killer to solve a problem.
The Pope is gangster. He likes pictures of like big booty hoes on Instagram, and then he's saying comparing this.
Yeah, that was supposed to be a story the other day. We never touched on it. What was that story as well?
He touched a couple boys while he was watching it.
Oh yeah,
Pope.
Can I stop Trump?
He's cool. I don't understand why people... He's a cool Pope.
Why do you think he's a cool Pope?
Because there's something about him. He's out there liking like Instagram thought pictures. He's like he said cool stuff about gays and marijuana. He's Jesus chill.
Christ, yeah, but he's not. He's not for abortion. He's calling abortion.
He can't. As like the leader of the Catholic Church, you can't be like, man, get rid of, sling those fetuses, ho. You can't be like that.
That is true.
But you can be the everything else though. Like he's like
everything else. I think marijuana. So there's nothing like morally wrong about marijuana or like gays. You're right, gay. That's Antichrist.
That is sacrilege. The fact that they're accepting gays. I mean, what do you want me to say? Pope, wake up. There's just a few things.
Yeah, they can't. That's like part of their whole brand is like no abortion.
Yeah.
They're like, we fuck little boys and we keep people, all the kids.
Yeah. Karen, have you had an abortion?
No.
Impossible.
Me. I know.
I don't think I
ever... You don't
ever...
need an abortion if you're barren. What are you talking about?
I know.
I don't think I ever pulled out of Karen. Not a one time.
Not very strong swimmers, though. James was the last good one.
Dude, my fucking son. I got a baby. I got a son.
Please, I would run to the bathroom and like squeeze with all my
She does. It's disgusting. It sounds like she's farting. And what's happening is she's shooting cum out of her vagina and it goes into a toilet bowl.
Why do you remember this? So
I remember it.
It's traumatizing. I remember it.
And then she would be like, I got to take my cranberry pills.
Yeah, because I knew you were fucking some dirty six from Philadelphia the weekend before.
I got to take my, that's very specific. I got to take my cranberry pills.
So I'd have to clean my insides because your dick was so dirty.
Yeah, this is how I know. Karen's the example of the girl that she would, every time we'd have sex, she would
cry.
She would pee and take cranberry pills. Yeah. And I was like, this bitch knows how to clean her
vagina.
Keep it
fresh for the next guy.
I know, but it is like, it's in a weird way.
Hip hop class at 9. Get out of here.
It's both good and bad. Like, I like it because I'm like, oh shit, she's like keeping herself clean. But I'm like, this bitch just, she's been so dirty that she had to learn the tricks.
You get one UTI, you never want another one. Well, ladies will attest. Girls. Shannon,
have you had a UTI?
Harrington.
Before?
I have.
Sucks. So I'm very anti-UTI. Cuddling isn't worth it to me. I don't want to be little spoon. I don't want to get in there.
Yeah, you want to have like a moment where you're like, oh, and you kiss each other and like, oh, what an amazing moment. And she's like, get off. I got to pop a cranberry pill and piss your cum out of me. Yeah.
And they'd rather than come in there.
Forgive your mother.
How do you not appreciate that as a man?
I mean, I sort of appreciate it.
You trying to cuddle for you
come back with
moat?
A drink.
Yeah.
Well, you sort of want to maybe
tell
you wanna...
him, Chris.
No, I'm getting up. I get up instantly to take a leak after. You know, I'm not even a chick.
I'm probably hungry. I have a fast metabolism.
Yeah. I'm pouring a glass of whiskey.
I want a snack.
No, I want to towel myself off. I'm usually sweating. I'm usually breathing hard.
Yeah, hit the showers, champ. You know.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I feel bad for the women that fuck me.
Why is that?
He's got to have me fucking sweating onto them.
What do you mean? They get this sweet guest host spot 4 years later.
Hell yes. Guest host thing.
No, Lewis, I think the next woman you date is going to be the one.
Here she is.
There she
is.
We
can exclude that like, we can exclude that the like came from the Holy See. It turned to Instagram for explanation. I don't know what the fuck this is. So this is the chick that he liked her
yeah,
photo.
That's the picture. And the Vatican team that manages his account say that it couldn't possibly have come from them. It has to have come from somebody else. So they were investigating.
No, it's definitely the Vatican team. And it was an accident. Here's what happened. Here's
that means
happened.
They follow her.
This is fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why can't he do that?
Somebody on his team is looking at her pictures. Not even him. Somebody's looking at his pictures and they accidentally double tapped it.
Yeah, they were.
We've all done
account.
It. We've all double tapped some fucking ex's picture or somebody's picture. We were like, fuck,
or clicked
dude.
One of those bubbles on Pornhub, and next thing you know, your computer's like, we know you're watching porn. We're coming for you. Does that happen?
No, that doesn't happen anymore. We're not. We don't. This is not 2002.
They'd be like, do you know how old
office?
This child is? And I'm like, Jesus.
I do feel like if you click off of porn that you kind of feel a little suspicious about, that's too young, like you get those.
I was kidding, Dave.
No, but I'm saying I feel like you get those. You
what?
Get credits for Uber.
What?
Like you ever just randomly pop up with like you get like discounts on your next 10 rides?
Yeah.
I think it's like if you did something else good on your phone.
Oh.
That they know and they give you.
There's a long way there to back yourself out of that. I'm a pedophile corner.
It's like, okay. I was joking.
Yeah, he bobbed and weaved out of it. It's good.
Thanksgiving.
Taiwanese lawmakers hurl pig guts in parliament to protest the import of U.S. pork with feed additive.
Pork.
That's fun.
Too much pork.
I have no problem with pork. Some people don't eat it. Do you eat pork? You eat pork.
Yeah.
You love pig. No pork? Black people do not eat pork.
Nah.
Black people
you
are
think
like...
it's a dirty animal.
They right? either eat too much of it or none. Right? That's how
no
it works.
No, in the middle.
Yeah. There's no... It's like... It's ribs for Thanksgiving or nothing at all.
Yeah.
You eat pork, yeah.
Barbecue.
Yeah. I love it, dude. I enjoy me some fucking...
Apparently they're more intelligent than dogs. I mean, I think we should all shift. I don't know. Here's the problem. Like, when you eat meat, though, I think it's good for you. You just have to find a balance.
I have a friend who had a pig as a pet, and she was like, yeah, once you have a pig as a pet,
you'll
she
never
like,
want to eat it.
You'll never eat it. It's like a dog. They become like dogs to you. Mm.
My friend had pigs that she was like farming when I was growing up, and I went over her house, and I was like, oh, do we pet these? And I got electrocuted by a fence.
Oh, that's why you're this way.
say we're in an electric pig pen.
Yes.
That's fun.
The kill. That was very... Have you ever been electrocuted? It's very painful. It goes through your whole body.
Well, it's how you start roasting.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I do enjoy pig. Whatever your name is, Shannon.
Just speaking of...
How deep into the pig do you go, though? Do you eat, like, the other fucked up parts?
Not far. He's, like, 6 inches.
You know pork cheeks? Do you know pork cheeks?
No.
I mean, if you want, where is the guest attack? There was change on the board.
Go ahead, go back to pork cheeks.
Pork cheeks are actual cheeks.
Yeah.
They're face cheeks.
They don't waste a piece of that animal.
I thought they were butt cheeks.
Yeah.
I thought they were butt cheeks, and they're actual...
What are butt cheeks?
Ham.
Ham.
Yeah, those are ham. What about
ham
hocks?
Pork cheeks are the fucking face of a pig.
So, that's what I'm saying. How deep do you go? Like, some people eat, like, the ears, the feet, the gizzards.
No, I don't eat any of that shit, dude. I'll eat any of the fucking meat that's in the outside of the pig. And I'll eat those pork cheeks, too. I don't give a fuck,
Would you eat scrapple?
What's scrapple?
I have eaten scrapple.
Scrapple is just like a fucking brick of pig pieces.
It's pork. It's pig organs and like stuffing mixed together and then fried.
Is this sort of like the way what they used to make hot dogs?
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Yeah.
If you were eating scrapple and it was fried, you'd be eating it and be like,
I wouldn't give
a
fuck. It probably tastes pretty good. Yeah. I just it's whatever like you connect with as a kid as being gross, I think sort of stays gross. Sushi, I was able to get over. I tried sushi when I was like 14. And I was like, this is fucking disgusting. And I was really freaked out by it. And then I started liking it when I was older. Mm-hmm. But like, I had no problem with like mussels and clams.
Yeah.
But that's truly disgusting.
I was into them until I found out like they were still alive when you eat them.
Oh, yeah, they're not.
No, no, clams on a half
you're
shell.
You're a fucking retard.
You're a witch doctor.
No. you ever had clams on a half shell where you just just literally take a knife and just
steamers. No. They feel like they're alive.
No, they blow bubbles. They're still alive. I mean, well, that's okay, why I stopped.
Maybe don't eat them alive.
That's what it looks. No, they said you got to eat them alive or you'll get sick.
No, you don't.
You put hot sauce on them and it kills them.
Shut up.
Clams are not alive.
You put a couple in your mouth if it's like
clams are fried. Fried clams.
Fried is different, but clams on a half shell.
To settle this question once and for all, let me make this definitive statement. Freshly shucked clams and oysters are indeed sort of, kind of, more or less alive, one might say in a manner of speaking. Okay.
Yeah, but it's not. They don't have organs.
I don't know. It's just like a fucking, you're sucking a mucous membrane out of a shell. I mean, that's just,
it's just a rock really, with some stuff in it, really.
But I'll eat some oysters, do a little bit of hot sauce. I'll go for oysters right now.
Yeah.
We'll go right
I used to fuck with it. And then as a kid.
Oysters are not alive.
But I'm telling you, I went as a kid.
Can you please definitively find out if oysters are alive?
Listen to what I'm about to tell you, you piece of shit. It was blowing bubbles. It's blowing bubbles. And I'm like, yo, this is blowing bubbles. And everybody was like, yeah, hurry up and eat it before it dies.
It says they're alive. It says they die when the meat is separated from the shell, like when you take it out. So it seems like, yes, they're alive.
So imagine the oyster's like, no, and you're just like,
yeah,
the oyster is not alive. Doggy, that is fucking disgusting. That is fucking gross.
I love it. Put a little horse.
It's so gross. Why do I like them? Our raw oysters are alive when you eat them. Holy shit. Wow, I had no idea.
That's why they're so good.
You suck them out and you'd kill them with the sucking motion.
Yeah.
Like cum.
Wow.
I mean,
we're brutal to sea creatures, man.
Yo, we learn something new every day. We really do.
And they have tiny little brains.
Dude, I remember one time.
The only ones that are smart are octopuses.
When me and Kim first started dating, we made lobster dinner. Like, we bought fresh live lobster. And like we read, like, there's a way, the humane way to do it.
Head first.
No.
Me and my mom did it, but we did a tail first so we could make it scream because we were doing a video.
The humane way to do it.
No, it's okay. It was for a video.
We're doing a video.
It's for my TikTok.
It gets a lot of likes. What do you mean?
They're like...
The humane way to do it is you have to take a knife and you put it into the back of their brain right before you dip them in the pot. But that was, for me, the feeling of fucking doing that was so fucked up that I was like, I would rather them scream and die a slow death.
You're like, this is how they did it to my dad.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
I know. It was spiteful, too, because she didn't get lobster.
Yeah, I know, right? When I made Kim a lobster dinner, so it's like, you remember one time we split a sandwich from the deli?
Oh, my God.
He's like, you want a PB&J? They cut the crust off at 7-Eleven.
They really do.
They do that.
They really do. Yeah.
I like every time he swiped his card.
But yo, I think the fucked up thing about humane killings is like how many times you have to do trial and error to find out the most humane way to do it, you know?
What? Dave, what are you doing?
I'm just kind of fucked up about the fact that oysters are alive right now. I might not eat oysters ever again.
That was my stance.
I stopped eating fish and chips once I saw a video.
The chips were alive.
Do you know those french fries are alive?
I love potatoes.
No, when I found out that the types of fish they use for, what type of fish do they use for fish and chips most of the time?
Like plain cod.
It's cod.
Yeah.
Cod very often has worms.
It sounds too much like cock. I can't eat it anymore.
No, the cod very often has worms in it. So when you like, and I saw like these just packages from a supermarket. You look it up right now. Look up like codfish with worms at a supermarket. You'll see it regularly. You'll see the worms just squealing around in the package at the supermarket, and you cook them off, and it kills the worms. But just the visual of the worms in the codfish because they're bottom. They're bottom feeding fish.
Harrington, same thing with... you know what that is, right?
Yeah, Harrington's full of worms.
I liked it. Harrington's a fucking codfish.
Bottom feeder.
But yeah, like catfish. Dude, one time I went night fishing with my friend. Me and my buddy James Sacone went night fishing. We used to go fishing all the time. We weren't very good at catching fish. We used to go in the Hudson River and just to sort of, you know, fucking just be kids. You know, we had nothing else to do, so we'd, you know, buy some worms and go fish and barely catch anything ever. But one time we went night fishing and we put like bells on our poles because you couldn't see anything. You can only hear the bell like move.
Now, if you're bad at something during the day, probably take the light out of it.
You know what? This doesn't need vision.
Dude, we fucking caught. We were like 15 years old. It was like 2, 3 in the morning one summer. Dude, we caught a catfish. I mean, it was, it had to be like 2 feet long, like a foot and a half wide. It was so wide. The mouth, it was a fucking monster. It was the scariest thing. We cut the wire. We wouldn't take the hook out of its mouth. It was so horrifying.
Oh, yeah. You scared of that shit, right?
You scared.
Probably
oh, my
like
God.
Like a Walkman in its stomach.
Can we talk about how, like, Lewis likes Thanksgiving so much he just became a white uncle telling the fishing story?
He's like, wait a minute.
That was my big, I tell you.
My mom did that shit to me. My mom was worried I was, like, too city kid, so she sent me down to Virginia one summer.
It's called
like,
the Fresh Air Fund, Dave.
Yeah, it was fucked up. But they did that to us. Like, they made us fish in Virginia, and I remember catching like a lot of eels by accident, and I was scared to take the shits off the fucking hook. I would just cut it and just leave them there, you know?
Yeah. That is,
I applaud you for getting near the water.
I actually swim really good.
It's a very white thing to reach your hand into a fucking catfish's mouth and take the hook out of it.
Oh, like, and when I see like hot chicks doing that shit, like those hot chicks that stick their arm in the mud and come out with a catfish.
Oh, what do they call that?
Fisting.
Harrington, learn how to turn on
it
a microphone.
Called, it is called cat fisting.
Noodling.
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 Yeah. Noodling. Yeah, where you go in and you essentially grab a fucking catfish by its appendix and pull it out of the water.
Yeah, and then you realize that how much of a man you're not when you see a
young because that's what the idea is, right? So the fish will bite under your arm, right? And you grab it by the inside of its fucking, like, its bone of its jaw.
Yeah.
Harrington was definitely a noodler for a
like
summer.
Like a mandible claw?
Yeah, you mandible claw it.
Yeah, they're like little vacuums. They don't have like real teeth, so you can put your arm all the way inside of it and just pull it out.
Look up what how noodling actually works, the physicality of noodling. How see if there's a video on it.
The people that get close enough to that shit to even find out, like the people that you ever see those videos where like a boa constrictor ate their dog.
Yeah.
And they're like, we got to get the dog back. And I'm like, yeah, fuck that dog.
There was a video of a puppy, getting attacked by an alligator.
There's other footage where the dogs were not so lucky, but this one.
I have an underwater view of them noodling.
Oh. Go ahead.
Like a water.
It's Karen's OnlyFans. Yeah, I mean, these are horrifying sea creatures.
Catfish are gross.
Look, you put your hand on it, and you rub its nose, and then it bites your hand. Are you kidding me?
No, thank you.
No.
Why do they do this?
Thank no. You.
You understand how bored they must have been.
Look, it's coming for it. Look at his lips. Seymour.
Look.
It's like a Venus flytrap, but a fish. Oh, look at those lips.
Feed me, Seymour.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, and then it bites. Oh, my God. Yuck. Fuck that noise.
But you said this doesn't hurt?
I'm sure it hurts a little bit. No, I've seen definitely them where they're, like, cut.
I like putting my fingers in my boyfriend's mouth, though.
And we have the video of the worms.
Let's see the video of the worms.
Inside the fish.
Oh, this is after it's cooked too.
That's right.
No. Oh no. 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 It's not after it's cooked. No. No.
Oh, this is like those buffets and those delis in New York.
That's gross.
I cannot.
That's gross.
Chris used to be a chef, right?
I put out a dog abuse video quick.
This was a regular.
This is disgusting.
This was a regular thing.
I wasn't making cod like that.
You were making cod, but that's if you get like bottom dwelling fish.
Yeah.
That shit. I didn't even see it after it was cooked. I saw what it was in the package in the supermarket and just fucked
it. Dude, I was like breaking up wholesale kale once and there was just a colony of ladybugs in it and that grossed me out.
That's good luck.
So you should eat like a better quality animal?
Look at this.
Like, what do you think?
What is that?
No, I'm saying that's inside of a fish.
Yeah.
But
so should we be eating more like dolphins or whales?
Minks.
Looks like bean sprouts. Probably healthy.
Baby seals probably don't have that, right?
No. Club.
I mean, but...
It's so good.
Please
gross.
Turn it off. Turn it off right now, you fucking assholes, please. I have trouble eating fish.
That was little Kim's stomach getting pumped.
I have trouble eating fish in general.
Yes, I never had an orgasm.
Are they worms? What if that's just like cum from another fish? Another fish
no, they're worms. Well, it's here's a question. In lobster, there's like the roe, right? Which is like that green or white stuff. That stuff tastes good.
What
is the roe?
It's eggs. Yeah. It's eggs.
Oh, I don't eat. Yeah, I don't eat the.
Is
the lobster
there lobster
roe.
Poop in the tail?
See, that's what makes me wonder. Do you think we should try?
Harrington, just...
Well, in the shrimp, yeah, in shrimp. All right, is that poop? Is
that's
the black?
That
is
the black is poop.
That is poop.
That yeah. is
that's
poop.
Poop. Yeah. Okay.
But here's the thing. Like, okay, so if those lobster eggs are delicious,
yeah,
and caviar is delicious,
yeah.
Why haven't we tried eating abortions yet?
I'm sure somebody
have.
Has.
Abortions
yeah.
probably
have.
Delicious.
People eat placenta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why J-Lo looks that good.
Harrington?
Same thing as the shrimp. On a lobster, they have that black yeah. vein running down. That's the feces.
That's
and
the
you
poop.
Can cut that out, obviously, before eating.
And you know about eating shit, right, Harrington?
I mean, I do it. I'm on the show.
Yeah, I've been doing it all morning, man.
All right, we're going to wrap this one. We got to go.
Why?
Harrington, tomorrow, me and you, Fight Journal. One-on-one. Uncut. It's not all we're doing is we're setting up one camera angle. There's not going to be any bullshit, no editing, no nothing. We're going to see if Harrington yeah. can fucking fight for his life.
It's going to be a 9-minute long fight journal because I'm going to survive all three rounds.
We'll see. We'll see. If you guys see that it's, we're going to make it 9 minutes no matter what. And because I don't want any spoilers. So I don't want people to know that it's a 9-minute. So it's going to be 9 minutes no matter what. And either it's going to be Harrington crying for the second half because he's got to fucking figure out a new fight camp, or it's going to be him surviving and keeping himself on Team Rattlesnake because right now he's gone too cocky, too concerned with becoming a fucking paid professional fighter instead of fucking just becoming...
He's making a living at it. He's just putting food on the table with it, Lewis.
Thank you, Karen.
He doesn't have a table, Karen.
Also true.
Putting food on the floor. Yeah.
Putting food on his lap.
Putting
with
food
it.
On the floor. All right. Thank you guys so much for watching today's show. We'll be back next Monday. Zach and Mika will be back in town. And yeah, we'll come at you with another show. Thank you for watching. Good night.
That's all, folks.